Stagflation, the word everyone is saying again, what it actually means for your money. Wall Street commentary in May 2026 keeps reaching for a word that has been mostly out of use since the early 1980s, stagflation. The 1970s parallels are real but limited. Here is the plain English version of what stagflation is, why the comparison is back, and what defends a household against it if it actually arrives. Stagflation is the combination of three things at once: high inflation, weak or negative economic growth, and high unemployment. The term was coined in the United Kingdom in 1965 and earned American notoriety during the 1970s, when oil shocks and policy mistakes produced a decade of rising prices alongside multiple recessions. By the early 1980s, then Federal Reserve Chair Paul Volcker had broken inflation by raising the Fed. The word is back in May 2026. Crestwood Advisors May 2026 economic update describes the parallels as real enough to take seriously. The triggers rhyme: a Middle East-driven oil shock, an inflation impulse arriving at a moment when growth is already slowing, and a Federal Reserve forced to work through a dual-mandate conflict price stability vs. employment for the first time in four decades. What is the same as the 1970s? Oil shock. Brent crude is up roughly 60% since the start of the Iran conflict in early March, and roughly 80% since the start of 2026 Treasury Borrowing Advisory Committee letter, May 5, 2026. Inflation expectations have moved. One-year inflation swaps jumped 100 basis points in Europe and 75 basis points in the U.S. since the conflict began, TBAC letter, May 5. Growth signals are mixed. Non-farm payrolls fell 133,000 in February before rebounding 178,000 in March. Unemployment has held in a 4.3% to 4.5% range. Fed credibility is being tested. April 29 FOMC vote was 8-4 most dissent since October 1992. Powell's term ends May 15. Kevin Warsh expected to be confirmed. What is different from the 1970s? Energy intensity of the U.S. economy has fallen by more than half since the 1970s. The same oil price shock produces roughly half the inflation impact today, per Crestwood's energy intensity analysis, citing BEA and EIA data. Inflation expectations remain anchored near the Federal Reserve's 2% target. In the 1968 to 1970 lead up to the first oil shock, expected inflation in the University of Michigan survey rose from 3.8% to 4.9%. Today's reading sits closer to 2.5%, Crestwood May 2026, citing University of Michigan. Wage price spirals require widespread cost of living adjustments in employment contracts. Unionization is roughly one-third the level it was in the 1970s, which structurally limits the spiral mechanism, Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Federal Reserve in 2026 has a 50-year track record of inflation-fighting credibility that the Fed of 1970 did not have. Markets remember the Volcker era, which compresses how badly expectations can drift. The real cost lens. If the 1970s pattern reasserted itself fully, which Crestwood and most economists rate as a low probability scenario, but worth understanding, here is the household cost. Real wages, meaning wages adjusted for inflation, fell roughly 10% across the 1970s for the median U.S. Household Bureau of Labor Statistics historical wage data. Cash savings lost real purchasing power at roughly 7% per year on average. Translate that to a typical 2026 household. $60,000 income, $20,000 in cash savings, contributing $300/month to retirement. Income real. $60,000 falls to roughly $54,000 of purchasing power by year 10. Cash savings real. $20,000 erodes to roughly $9,800 of purchasing power by year 10, if held in cash earning below inflation rates. Retirement contributions real, after inflation. A household that would have built $50,000 in retirement assets over the decade in a normal environment ends with closer to $35,000 in real terms. Total household opportunity cost versus a no-stagflation decade. Roughly $80,000 in real inflation-adjusted wealth by decade end. These figures assume a worst-case 1970s parallel reasserts. Most economists, including Crestwood, expect the structural differences, lower energy intensity, anchored expectations, Fed credibility to limit the actual outcome. The numbers are illustrative, not forecasts. What historically defends households against stagflation? Real assets. Stocks of companies that can pass through price increases, typically energy, materials, consumer staples, commodities, and real estate, for the inflation hedge, not the leverage. Equity exposure broadly. Even with negative real returns in the 1970s, equities outperformed cash and most bonds. Households that stayed invested through the decade and continued contributing came out ahead of those that sat in cash. Fixed rate debt locks. A 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.47% becomes more attractive in real terms during sustained inflation because the debt is repaid in cheaper future dollars. Variable rate debt does the opposite. Treasury inflation-protected securities, TIPS and I-bonds. Their principal adjusts with inflation. Useful for the cash buffer that needs to maintain purchasing power. Educational only, not advice. Specific allocations depend on age, income, risk tolerance, and time horizon. A fee-only fiduciary CFP can model the specific picture for a household considering changes to its mix. The Honest Read on May 2026. The structural defenses are real. The Fed has roughly half the energy shock pass-through to manage that the 1970s Fed had. Inflation expectations are anchored. The institutional memory of the Volcker era is still functional. But the Fed is also in a leadership transition during the shock. The dissent on its rate-setting committee is at its highest level since 1992, and the bond market is pricing some doubt about what the next chair will do. The right question. Sources. Crestwood Advisors, May 2026. Economic and Market Update, Crestwood Advisors com. Treasury Borrowing Advisory Committee Letter to the Secretary. May 5, 2026, HomeTreasuryGov/news/press-releases/SB0490. Federal Reserve FOMC Statement, April 29, 2026, Federal Reserve Gov. Bureau of Labor Statistics Historical Wage and Unionization Data, BLS Gov. University of Michigan Surveys of Consumers, Historical Inflation Expectations, Skaser Umecedu. U.S. Energy Information Administration on Energy Intensity Trends, IAGOV.